Good evening, and welcome to Vlomo 11, day 21. And today I'm talking about something totally different to what I normally talk about, and I'm just sharing some thoughts that I'm having today. It's been almost a year now since I've had a fallout with my daughter. My daughter was 14 last December, and on Boxing Day we had a fallout, and she hasn't spoken to me since. Well, once or twice, out of politeness more than anything. And my daughter lives with her mother at the moment, and has done for the past 3 years. And before that, she lived with me for 5 years. Me and her mother have been separated and divorced now for 8 years. And it's coming up to Christmas, and Christmases have always been a wonderful time for me. They were magical when I was a child. I was brought up with a single parent. My father passed away before I was six, and my mother always made Christmases very special. And I did the same in my relationship to the mother, and I did the same when we had the children. And last Christmas was particularly bad. I was going through a very bad time myself. I was suffering from depression, taking medication for that, and my life at that time was in a, not in the worst position it had been. It was worse a few years before, but I think the culmination of things that had gone on had brought this depression upon me. And I'm mentioning that because, you know, I overreacted in an argument, and nothing violent, but raised my voice and was met some very stern words mentioned to my daughter. And my daughter initially was at fault. She lied in a big way. But it's been nearly a year, and she doesn't speak to me. And I've just had a conversation with her mother. I mean, her mother and I get on. We're okay. And her mother's tried, and her mother finds it difficult too. And we were talking about Christmas, and I have to get everything from the mother now to what my daughter's doing about her exams and choosing her subjects at school. It's that sort of year it's been for her, and trying to work out Christmas presents, because I love my daughter very much, and I'm always here for her, and yet she has this thing at the moment of not speaking to me, and didn't even send me a card for my birthday in March. And I was thinking, well, should I do anything in return? Should I just ignore her at Christmas and for her birthday? Because, you know, what would I be teaching her? What would I be saying to her if I bought her something? Or what would I be saying to her if I didn't? However, I've decided that, you know, she is my daughter. She'll get her presents. And regardless, and I'm just feeling a little bit sad, really, a bit low, because it is a time of goodwill, and Christmas over the past few years has not been the best, certainly not compared to my childhood, my adolescence, my teens and my 20s and my 30s. It started to go south for me on the year of my divorce, really, and never really picked up since. I usually try and get away at Christmas. I'll see my children, and this year I shall see my son. And then I should go away for a few days, a bit of time to myself, get away from all the happy families. And I'm not bitter about it for everybody else. It's just, for me, it's lost its meaning, really. Well, lost the joy. The meaning I don't lose. I'm Catholic. So, yes, I'm just hoping that something might be a turning point next year. My daughter might come out of it a bit. I understand that at her age it's difficult as well, 15 going on 25, you know, and I'm not pushing anything. She knows I love her, she knows I'm here for her, and I'm sure she'll come round in her own time. So yeah, it's just I just thought I'd share that with anybody. You know, life goes on. Good evening all, and I shall speak to you again soon.